Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus said to his disciples, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I'm under until it's completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of the Lord. Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we need to be shocked and shaken into making our beliefs match what we actually do. This morning, as we meet together here, one of the recurrent words in our liturgy is peace. I've got a sneak copy. I'm sorry about the coffee stains, but this was me working at today's sermon. This is today's order of service. And I went through and I just highlighted with a yellow marker. Yeah. The pages are stuck together with coffee. Highlighted with a yellow marker all the occasions in which the word peace appears in our liturgy. It's really important. Watch for it as we go through. I've had a word with Janet before we started the service. We will be praying for peace in our world today. Before we share together in the Eucharist, we will offer one another a sign of peace, a gesture of reconciliation and unity, reflecting Christ's presence with his gathered people. And at the end of the service, we will be sent out in peace to love and to serve the Lord. As we meet together here this morning to remember Jesus, we remember his post-resurrection appearances. He stands before his disciples and says, peace be with you. If you joined us at Eddie Wheelhouse's funeral on Tuesday, you would have heard Father Wayne reading from John's Gospel, chapter 14, where Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. We like peace. But then I read this morning's Gospel, and Jesus says, do you think I've come to bring peace to the world? No! You've got it wrong. Think again. Not peace, but division. Families are going to be divided. The generations won't understand each other. There will be interfamily fallings out. And the whole of Christianity, in a few short verses, becomes several conflated episodes of EastEnders and what's the other one?
Coronation.
Thank you very much. I knew somebody would know. Coronation Street. Let's be posh, James. We're shown in that reading from the Gospel, which is actually borrowed from the prophet Micah. A family of five, father, mother, son, daughter-in-law, and daughter, and they're all ganging up on each other, and all because of what Jesus has taught. last week, if you were listening carefully to Father Rob, you will have heard him. I haven't heard the audio back yet, but I'm fairly sure you said that the gospel was clunky.
Yes.
Clunky gospel last week. Well, for goodness sake, Luke has thrown a very large spanner into the clunky workings of the gospel this morning. We've got a liturgy, speaking words of peace, and a gospel saying no peace, division. Surely the Christian faith is about love. It's about reconciliation. It's about a community of people who found God's unconditional love shown to them in Jesus, a love made real in their lives by the Holy Spirit, a love that spills out into renewed and restored relationships with our neighbours, and the relationship we have with the world around us. But this morning we get fire, we get division, we get intergenerational strife and family breakdown. How do we make sense of this? How does this fire, division, breakdown fit with honouring our father and our mother? How does it fit with loving our neighbour? Well, I think sometimes we need to be brought up short. Sometimes we need to be properly challenged. Sometimes we need to be shocked into making sure that what we actually say and how we actually behave really match up with what we profess to believe, so that our words and our actions match the things that we say we believe. What has Jesus brought to the earth? Well, surely our answer is that he comes to us as the embodiment of God's unconditional love. And yet his words this morning say, no, I've come to bring division. And as I've pondered on this, I'm fairly sure that sometimes the Bible will use shock tactics to bring us back to the core of our faith. There are those who have used that difficult gospel reading for this morning. Young people have been told that if they are at odds with their parents because of their Christian faith, it's because they're on God's side and self-evidently their parents are on Satan's side. There are those who will tell you that God's people would need to withdraw from the world, to cut themselves off from everything that is contrary to the gospel. You may have seen that program recently on the television about the Jesus Army. You need clear division between you and the world. I'm sure those points of view are wrong. And I've been circling around the challenge of this gospel reading for a couple of weeks now, trying to get to the core of what it's saying. What it's saying to you and me this morning, here and now, in St. John's Beeston at 20 minutes past 10. This is where I've got to. It is about being brought up short. It is about being challenged as to what we really believed. It is about being challenged as to what and where our true allegiance lies. Its purpose is to make us think and to think deeply about how seriously we take the gospel, to shake us out of complacency, to renew our deepest loyalties as disciples of Jesus. If I could get a couple of those balancing scales, you know, the things that tip from side to side, which weighs heavier for you? Loyalty to family or loyalty to the gospel? If you were pushed, which would weigh heavier? Having a quiet life but being a bit wishy-washy towards the demands of the gospel, or having a difficult life but being faithful to Christ's teaching? Which would weigh heavier for you? Do we run away from fire and division and just settle for passive agreement to things that we know are a bit not quite right, might even be wrong? A few minutes ago, I suggested to you that the Christian faith is about love, reconciliation, a community of people who found God's unconditional love for themselves shown to them in Jesus, a love made real in their lives by the Holy Spirit, a love that spills out into renewed and restored relationships with our neighbours and the world we live in. If your father is a total homophobe, if your mother is a complete racist, if your brotherly is totally misogynistic, if perhaps he feeds on the new toxic masculinity, if your sister dismisses every asylum seeker, too many S's in that sentence, I'm going to start the whole paragraph again. If your father is a total homophobe, if your mother-in-law is a complete racist, your brother totally misogynistic, if he feeds on the new toxic masculinity, if your sister dismisses every asylum seeker as a dirty thieving criminal, do you quietly go along, not wanting to offend people? Do you just go for a quiet life? Or do you actually hold firm to the principle that every human being, without exception, is made in the image of God? That every human being, without exception, is able to know the unconditional love and acceptance of God? And will you show it to them? That God is love is not some pale, watered down, whatever you do, don't frighten the horses kind of stuff. It's strong, and it's wide, and it's deep, and it's accepting, and it's open to all. And we are the ones who are sent out to demonstrate that love to the world. And in our loving of the world, and in our refusal to treat some people as unworthy of the love of God, and in our acceptance of every man and every woman and every girl and every boy being as worthy of God's love, peace, and acceptance as we are, then we may well find ourselves on the opposite side of a dividing line. And that's an uncomfortable place to be. So there may be fire. There may be division. But when, at the end of this morning's service, I say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord, then go in peace and love and serve the Lord, no matter what. Amen.